If heaven rejoices every time someone comes into the kingdom of God, and mathematicians have estimated from some reports and historical research that around the world, on the face of the earth, that probably every 4 seconds someone's coming into the kingdom. And if angels rejoice in the presence of God, on the average, every 4 or 5 seconds around the clock, heaven is literally party central. And there's a big wave going on repeatedly. And yet that's the kingdom of holiness. There's a celebration nonstop in heaven. That's holiness. Love unrestrained in the presence of the Father and the Son. That's holiness. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's holiness. No more sickness, no more disease, no more death, no more poverty, no more oppression. That's holiness. No more fear, no more unholy feelings, no more condemnation. That's holiness. No more defeat, only victory unsurpassed. That's holiness. To stand in His presence and to fall at His feet, an absolute sense of thankfulness and appreciation. That's holiness. To come boldly to the throne of grace, approaching in full assurance of faith. That's holiness. To be able to love the unloved. That's holiness. To help the helpless. To give hope to the hopeless. To restore either spiritual sight to the blind or physical sight to the physically blind. That's holiness in manifestation. To take a sinner and cause them to become a winner. That's holiness. To live, to love, to laugh together. That's holiness. To have family. To have a husband or a wife and children and children's children, that your hearts are knitted together supernaturally without restriction. That's holiness. To be knit together in the unity of the faith with people that you may not have normally had something in common with. And now you're connected by the God connection. That is holiness. And to be as He is in this world. That's holiness. And that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We're already free. The party's already started. You are already being celebrated. He rejoices over you with rejoicing. With tender mercies, He has drawn you unto Himself. And He has loved you with an everlasting love. That's cause for rejoicing. And that's the heart of holiness. Because that is the ministry and the person of the Holy Spirit of God. And He'll never leave you nor forsake you. You are holy. You are pure, and to the pure, all things are pure. Hallelujah. Father, thank You. Thank You, Daddy. Thank You, Holy Spirit. We just want to feed on that truth. Holy Spirit. Spirit of holiness. Holy Spirit. And where the Holy Spirit is, there's holiness. That'd be me. That'd be thee. That'd be we. We, Monsieur. Hallelujah. Thank You, Holy Spirit. We're not a work in progress. The progress has already worked. We're free. We're free. We're purified, sanctified, justified, glorified. We're seated. We're saved. We're sealed. We're secure. And we're hidden in Christ, for we have died. We, the sinner, has died. We, the winner, are alive. And we, the saint, we thrive by the Spirit of holiness in us. We celebrate you. But much more, you celebrate us. Because you are righteousness, you are holiness, you are glory. And we are full of glory and joy unfeigned. Thank you, Spirit of Truth, that same truthful Spirit that's in us, that takes what Jesus has said and brings it to our remembrance and reveals all those truths to us in us, so that He can then demonstrate those truths through us as His ambassadors. We're no longer ain'ts because we've become saints. We ain't unholy. We ain't unjust. We ain't unrighteous. We ain't impure. We ain't defiled. We're not depressed. We ain't scared. We ain't defeated. We are complete in Him who is the head of all principalities and powers. And we thank you for these truths that have set us free. In Jesus' name, amen.